This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 7th, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is a Gallagly advisory opinion. And Mr. Chairman, we have a submitted document.
Yes, I'd like to move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-23.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Again, that motion passes 6-0. So the Office of General Counsel, would you like to present the advisory opinion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document number 0923, which is a response to a request for an advisory opinion from Representative Elton Gallagly and his principal campaign committee, Elton Gallagly for Congress. The request asks whether Representative Gallagly may use campaign funds to pay for upgrades to his home security system. The upgrades were recommended by the U.S. Capitol Police in response to repeated and uninvited incursions onto Representative Gallagly's residential property by an individual who had harassed the Congressman and Mrs. Gallagly concerning the Congressman's 2008 reelection campaign. Although the individual is currently incarcerated, the individual has previously violated a restraining order issued to Mrs. Gallagly, and Representative Gallagly is concerned that the individual may be released soon and will resume his harassment of the Congressman and Mrs. Gallagly. The draft concludes that the use of campaign funds to pay for upgrades to the security system would not be a conversion to personal use, because the need for the upgrades would not exist irrespective of Representative Gallagly's campaign or duties as a U.S. congressman, and therefore is permissible. The commission received one comment on the request, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, counsel. Any comments? I know the vote is 5 in favor, but I am not going to support it at this time. I regret it a bit. I do have some concern about moving this into this particular area without perhaps some further input. I feel that making improvements to the home of a candidate or a potential candidate is an area that we've been somewhat shy of, partially because of the perception of abuse, and I think I'd like to if we were to move in this direction, do it in a regulatory way where we can take a look at what the standard would be for when we would do this and what the limits would be, how long the time would be for providing this kind of expenditure. And I think we are going down a path that would require us to do this. So I recognize that does not enjoy the support of the majority of the commission, so I'll call for a vote at this point. So may I hear a motion? Yes.
I just wanted to comment. I appreciate your concerns, and I also have always been very concerned about our not authorizing personal uses of campaign funds. I'm not concerned in this instance. I mean, he's not putting in a swimming pool or a hot tub and asking for campaign funds for that. I think we'd have an easy time saying no to that kind of request, but this does seem to present a serious security concern, and in the same way that taxpayer dollars go towards providing Capitol Police and other security concerns for members of Congress. Obviously, he couldn't use official funds to upgrade his security system at his home, but I'm not concerned about this as a personal use. I think that this sounds like a legitimate threat, and if I had a creepy guy like that hanging around my house, I'd want to do something about it, too.
Well, again, this cries for some kind of approach of the kind the commission is taking, and I recognize that. I know that we have regulations that say that we can't use any funds for mortgage payments on a home, or even use a home for to rent a portion of the home for campaign purposes that clearly are being used for the office holder at the time. And so, because we have those kind of special things in place to not permit expenditures of potential permanent nature in someone's home, it concerns me to do this without more deliberation on what the limits might be. But this is a case that definitely is of concern. On the irrespective issue, I would point out that the, you know, the candidate already has a security. It's not like security systems are irrespective. They're a commonplace thing, and so the enhancement maybe should be this is not an unreasonable decision on the part of the other members of the commission. I recognize that. It just concerns me to move in that direction without further consideration as to where this might take us. And I know that, you know, we may be looking at huge fences. You know, we've seen examples in the past where we're talking now bodyguards. Are we talking about times of personal expenses for things like this? And I think we ought to give some consideration of that before we go much farther. But this is certainly not a reasonable position to take for the commission. Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hear your concerns, and to the extent that you feel rulemaking in this area is in order, I would certainly support such efforts, because I do think that that provides a better context to weigh a variety of factors and hear comment from the public in a way that the AO process does not permit. But on the other hand, I've heard many times before I joined the agency and since I've been at the agency that, well, someone could have gotten an AO before they did something. And if you just get an AO, then you know you're safe. And I use the word safe on purpose because that's really a twofer here, right? You're safe on the law, but you're also safe in your home. The problem with the rulemaking approach in this context is the timing. It takes a lot longer than an AO. This requester needs advice now as to whether they can do it. I think the case he presents for the needs for this is very strong. And I also would like to note that AOs are not new law, right? They're interpreting current law. It's not a new rule. It's an interpretation of the current rule. And in the event, in a rulemaking context, there becomes a need to limit the reach of this AO, we can do that. In fact, new rules can overrule advisory opinions. So I'm not concerned at this time, but I share your concern that this could perhaps lead to other things, and Commissioner Weintraub's observation that he's not buying a pool or a hot tub is really a good contrast, right? Because if you did that, that would be personal use, and there'd also be probably political consequence there, and this requester could face some political downside. I mean, the reality is he is using campaign funds in a way that political opponents could question, notwithstanding the advisory opinion. Really, because it's legal doesn't make it right in the world of politics. So there is a sort of the market approach on correcting such things. But in the event that this does end up with a slippery slope or something, and Mr. Chairman, if you want to do rulemaking and talk about it more in that context, I would certainly support that. But I can support this draft as is, because I think this requester needs an answer now. And then the commission, if we want to think about it some more, we can do that on our time, not their time.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate those comments. I understand that. Mr. Vice Chairman, did you have some comments as well?
I agree with the comments that Commissioner McGann and Commissioner Weintraub have set forth about this particular draft, and I too plan on supporting it. I do believe that that the requester in this case puts forth a very compelling case, and these upgrades. One element that I think is persuasive to me is that the upgrades that he plans on installing were recommended by the U.S. Capitol Police. The congressman was consulting with the office of the U.S. Capitol Police to see what additional upgrades may be necessary to deal with a situation that is rather troubling, and I certainly appreciate the concerns that the chairman has about personal use and how we have to be very careful about how far we extend how we interpret that provision to make sure that campaign funds aren't being used for strictly personal uses. But I think in this case that the facts are sufficient that I think that we can approve this AO without doing violence to the law or to the regs. And but if we do need to engage in further rulemaking in order to clarify this further, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I'm happy to support this draft as is.
Thank you. And I do recognize that our rulemaking process isn't the most speedy in the world. And, and the need for immediate relief, I appreciate that. I consider my comments as kind of a marker on caution to take, and so they should be considered in that vein. Any further comments? Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move approval of draft AO 2009-08 as set forth in agenda document number 09-23.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
I oppose. All in favor, Madam Secretary, except for my vote in opposition.